This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Unless you won the Powerball jackpot, somebody did. The winning numbers for the $1 billion jackpot have been drawn. That's the happy news. I'll fill you in on the rest. Of course, we have the extreme heat bearing down on so many of us. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. And if you're tuning in, I'm kind of assuming you didn't win that $1 billion, but maybe you won something else, or maybe you have a ticket that is just there in your pocket, kind of scrambled up, mixed in with everything else, and you're not aware, and I get to tell you the good news. So here are the numbers. 7, 13, 10, 24, 11, and the Powerball is 24. When I look at the numbers and I say the numbers, it seems so easy, right? There's only so many numbers. Wouldn't it be easy to just pick these numbers and figure it out? It's not easy. We already know all that. But there is a lucky winner. There is a lucky winner for this jackpot. So somebody has the numbers, and maybe somebody has some of the other numbers, and they'll win a couple of million or more. But it means serious cash for whoever drew these numbers. The estimated lump sum is $516.8 million. Ooh, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's like a lot of money. Right? It's different if you are somebody who is a billionaire. If Mark Zuckerberg played the Powerball, he's got billions. But he's not playing the Powerball, most likely. It's some average Joe or Jane or whoever, however they identify themselves. It's somebody that is probably going to be shocked when they find out that they have the winning ticket. I love that, though. I mean, I do. I love it. Because in the midst of all the circus that we're dealing with in this country and elsewhere, it is one of those maybe feel-good moments. I say maybe because you hear the stories of people who are just completely overwhelmed once they win some kind of an astronomical amount of money and have no idea what to do. Like, for example, if it was Bob Iger, who runs Disney, who, by the way, had retired, and they begged him to come back because of all the stress and all the problems and everything that was happening, well, that guy makes $78,000 a day. So it would be a whole different scenario. He's got problems worrying about whether or not there's going to be a strike with Disney. So what else is happening that we're talking about? Because that's really what this show is about. And look, we can't avoid it. It is the heat. It is the common denominator. People are talking about the heat because every day we hear some story about somebody who's collapsed somewhere, or we hear the story of people who were trapped on a tarmac for an hour in an airplane just melting away because they had little to no air. And finally, that plane was able to take off, but they waited for an hour. And again, it wasn't like they were just basking in cool air. So it was really tough. People were complaining. And in fact, eventually what happened before they took off is they had to have people come in and revive people, help them. Emergency crews came in because people were passing out. There were people that, of course, were all amateur videographers that flipped their phone out of their pockets, their purse, their bag, their whatever, there in their hands, in the front seat pocket, and started to take video or pictures of what was happening on the plane. And these are the things that are part of triple digits. These are the things that happen when air goes out. And and you're in a situation where you can't get to someplace cool. That's why the importance of the cooling stations, the importance of mobile vans handing out water. You look at the people in Phoenix, you look at the people all over Arizona, but especially Phoenix, because it's just getting pounded with the upper triple numbers when it comes to heat. And yes, people that live in Arizona, people listening to us in Arizona, I've spent a lot of time in Arizona. It's beautiful. I love it. I've talked about it. And I know it's going to be hot. I've been there when it's really, really hot. But the kind of heat, that little tweak, that little extra temp that sneaks in there, that goes up just a little bit on the thermometer, is what pushes people over the top. And often, sadly, with this heat being so different this year, it's led to deaths that we haven't seen in the past. I mean, Death Valley was 128 on Sunday. It's a hot place. It's a place where you don't want to fool around ever in the summer. But 128? So we're talking about record-breaking temps hitting multiple cities. And Phoenix keeps getting mentioned. I already said it. An unprecedented 19 consecutive days over 110 degrees. And that heat dome thing. In my mind, when I say the word heat dome, I sort of picture that you have a plate and you have this dome that's over top of it that's keeping in all the heat for the food. So we're like the food being cooked after it's already been cooked. And so so many people aren't used to that, the extreme heat. We're not used to, okay, we've had some water, but then you got to have some more. And then you got to have a little bit more. Because it's just inconceivable. People are not getting just how hot it is. And I get you. I was out watering plants early in the day, and I thought, eh, it's not that bad. And then had walked the dog, and guess what I did? I had a little water, and of course I had a huge water thing for him, but I came back in the door, whew, it really hit me the second I stepped in the door. Yeah, maybe I should have had some water, like a whole bottle of water, before I started walking. So we know heat waves have always happened. But now, hotter, hotter, and happening more. The extreme, extreme heat. And so many examples, sadly, of what people are dealing with. And then there is the water that's super hot and feels as though you're in a sauna, which I can attest to that being on the Gulf side in Florida. And going to the beach and you're not cooling off, you are getting into a bath, a really hot bath, really, really hot bath. So this, again, is just a reminder, as I have done it myself, as much as I've cracked open this mic and said it, be careful out there. I mean, tornadoes, a tornado damage at the Pfizer plant in North Carolina. Wow. It looked like a giant fist just slammed right into the side of it. And that huge funnel cloud that bore down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Unbelievable. I saw a video of a car just backing up, just trying to get away. All right. Some more good news. A great day on Wall Street. What does it mean to you? Do you care? What about all these strikes when it comes to Hollywood? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Maybe you've got money invested in the stock market, and people who are lucky enough perhaps to have long-term 401ks or some kind of pensions. Of course, money is put in the stock market, obviously, for you as you have a basket of stocks or however the company you work for does it, and hopefully they match. I have some friends in broadcasting that have worked for Premier. One of my friends works for Premier and has had a 401k for a long time, which is a good thing because that counteracts her salary or lack of salary increases at times, and it's matched. And, you know, there are people in all kinds of industries that whether they're electricians or they're in positions where they work in factories doing some other sort of job, whatever it might be, middle management, even on the floor, wherever. I mean, you get it. Like, if you have that, you got to peek at that once in a while, right? So here's the good news for all of you. It was another higher day on the street. It was another big rally after its seventh game in the last 8 days. Now the stock market, or let's take the S&P 500, up nearly 19% for the year so far at its highest level in more than 15 months. So that was up 10.74. So that's good. The Dow also gained 109.28 points. So if you're looking at that, that's up. The NASDAQ edged up too as well. I mean, you get it. So a little bit of a gain. The earnings report season is in the second week. That's always how the market rolls. What are we seeing in some of these companies where the earnings are higher maybe than expected, which also helps, right? And that leads to a better return for people who are in those situations, or anyone who may have just even a couple of dollars in the stock market in some capacity. It's interesting to look at it as a gauge, and that's what I think is what's missing, right? Like, it's like a box of Cracker Jacks. I'm looking for the prize. So what kind of trends are we seeing? Like, used car dealer, Carvana. How many times have I seen commercials for Carvana soared 40.2%? And why? Because it agreed with its creditors to reduce its debt by more than $1.2 billion. So that's what sent that up. Then there's the trucking company, J.B. Hunt Transportation Services. They had a little bit of a drop in earnings per share for the latest quarter that was actually worse than analysts expected. But, hey, stock was up 3.8%. I mean, I constantly see on the back of trucks J.B. Hunt. Huge, that transportation service. If you look at the commodities market, wheat prices surged after the Russia launched attacks on critical port infrastructure in Ukraine. I mean, destroying and really damaging the food for so many countries that desperately need it, but destroying 60,000 tons of grain. So then you look at that, but the price of soft red winter wheat, they call it, traded in Chicago and was up 8.5%. So it's interesting to look at what's up and what does that mean in terms of, you know, the stock market. What does that mean in looking at the effect of that? And what are we seeing? You know, like, I saw an interesting chart about the largest shares of temp workers by different groups, and what do they do, and what does that show us? Like, what's up? What's happening in the U.S.? Because we still have food inflation. You know, go to the grocery store; it is insane. Some of the prices still. And why is that? Well, it's because you still have problems with the supply chain. In some cases, you're looking at trucks and what they're going from A to Z and pulling in food to whatever grocery chain and how that ultimately is filtered out. And also the fact that, hey, the companies can raise the prices to whatever they want. You just don't buy it. I mean, you're the consumer, but consumers want food and they're buying the food they want, but they're complaining. So production, that's heavily relied. People that are in temp positions, they're heavily relied on that with production. Transportation and materials moving, heavily relying on temp workers. Building and grounds, cleaning and maintenance, heavily relying on that. And so what does that mean? That's also how many workers are they not hiring? How quickly is the turnover? And then how is that often passed on? So we've seen the biggest growth in temp worker employment that we've seen since 2014 in certain parts of the country because of the industries and occupations, right? And the Midwest typically has the largest share of temp workers because of manufacturing. But the West is having a big increase. I mean, check out this number. 23.4% increase in temp workers since 2014. That's the highest of any other region in the country. And why would that be? Well, that's because of the tech industry. And the tech industry is reliant on really looking for temp workers to help their operations. And there's going to be still a demand for temp workers in the West if you look at what's happening in the technology industries. I mean, even in the pandemics, the share of temp workers in the West was 6% higher than it was 8 years ago because that was still happening. So these are just interesting things in determining where we're at and where you are and how prices often are affected by it. So I think food inflation is very, very real. but how much depends on where you're listening to me. In Alabama, it's a little bit different than it is in California. Same thing with Indiana. Same thing with New Jersey. Depending on the stores, depending on what food is being parsed out to where and how far that's being transported and what the companies are doing. That's why the off-brands. That's why, listen, you look at, you can tell when you look at, if you go into a Walmart, if you go into those dollar stores of any sort where they sell food, where there's certain items, whether it's condiments or whether or not it's laundry detergent, if it's that much cheaper, you look at the parking lot and look at the cars you'll see in the parking lot because you know what's happening. People are cherry-picking what they're getting because of what's happening by the time they arrive at the checkout. And when everything starts to go through and it starts to add up, right? And you look at it and you look at it and you think, wow, what's it going to be? And always, it's funny, at my store, they'll say, do you have any coupons? Thanks for being a customer. Do you have any coupons? Always thanks. I'm thinking they must say, hey, we're sorry that it's like highway robbery, but thanks for being a customer. Thanks so much. Thank you. Because can we carry your groceries out? We know you're in sticker shock. So we thought maybe we'd at least help you there. All right, I have something that can ease the pain when it comes to food. Chipotle is doing this. Check it out. You could win one of 2,500 free entrees when the United States women score a goal. Yes, it's true. I happen to read about this promotion. So it happens in the first three games in the beginning of the tournament. The first match is Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern versus Vietnam, that powerhouse. And during the game and the next two games, when the team scores a go-ahead goal, a tying goal, or a lead-extending goal, are you going to remember this? Just remember, go-ahead goal, a tying goal. There's a code for a free entree that'll be posted on the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team Twitter account. I want to know how many people are going to remember that. So anyway, the first 2,500 fans that text the code get a free digital entree. That would be pretty cool. I mean, their food isn't exactly cheap. All right, coming up, you are telling me about the pain at the grocery store. A couple of you did anyway. Melissa did, and I'm going to talk about that next as we head to the mailbag.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. IRS investigator Gary Shapley leveled some serious charges during a House Oversight Committee hearing today.
Prosecutors concealed contents of Hunter Biden's laptop from investigators. DOJ slow walks staff to include interviews, serving document requests, and executing search warrants.
Shapley added the DOJ refused to bring felony charges against the president's son, Hunter, who recently reached a deal to plead guilty to two charges of misdemeanor tax evasion. A summer heat wave is leaving millions of Americans to deal with blistering temperatures this week. Phoenix has been under an excessive heat warning the entire month of July and remains under the notice until at least Friday. Elsewhere, El Paso, Texas has been in the triple digits for more than 30 straight days. The California Secretary of State is allowing a campaign to collect signatures to legalize magic mushrooms. The initiative would not only let doctors prescribe the mushrooms, but allow people to grow them. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are in the mailbag, virtual mail everywhere. Thank you. KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. Email me, reach out on whatever it is that you want to talk about. Like this from Melissa. And Melissa says, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, when I go to the grocery store, I think about you. I think about you because you've talked about the conversations you've had with your husband about what food costs and how much junk food that he wants you to sometimes acquire and how ridiculously expensive it is. See, I'm paying attention, Kate. I have to tell you that I am trying to feed my family, especially breakfast foods, and they're incredibly, I think, have voracious appetites when it comes to breakfast foods like bacon. And I have sticker shock every time that I go to get a package of bacon. It's costing me $7-$8 for what it seems like just a handful of bacon strips. I want to tell you that I'm listening to you on 990 AM in New Orleans. Girl, you need to get down here and we can find some food that's more affordable together. Po' boys, that probably would be affordable in a few places. Yeah, bacon is, it is one of those foods that is absolutely, it's expensive. That would be probably a top 10 list, I'm sure. I learned this term, this acronym, which of course was in front of my face, and I just didn't realize that I would come home and my hubs would say, I would have like two of something. He'd say, oh, it's BOGO. He kept saying, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Hello. And when there's coffee, I love coffee. I have to have coffee. But it's crazy, the prices of coffee. They just keep going up, 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 up. And it's, you know, where do you find more affordable coffee on the shelves? You really don't find them. But you sometimes get buy one, get one free or half off or, you know, whatever it is. Even if you ground your own, it's not, it may be a little bit cheaper, but it's always super high. I mean, $10 for a pound of coffee it can be. It's crazy. And up over 2% from May of last year, which it already was high. And then strawberries. Strawberries are up 21%. And it's funny because I went to the store. I make these green shakes, you know, in that constant effort to be healthier. As much as I want to get a giant loaf of bread and slather it in butter or whatever it is, going for the strawberries, something healthier. Boy, when I know they look good, and every once in a while, because they can go bad so quickly, it's a BOGO thing. Buy one, get one free. And I just jumped on one of those because 21% more for strawberries. And think of how good, like, strawberries are for you. And some of that depends on the crop. Like, orange crops have had lots of problems. I mean, in Florida, you know, 62 million fewer boxes. I just looked up that stat since 2005. So, of course, it's going to be higher anyway. So you're paying almost 10% more for oranges when you go and shop wherever it is that you're shopping. I mean, and we know the list. Like I said, it's not just bacon, it's ham, it's steak, it's, you know, all of those things mixed in. And then one I was surprised about, and one I do like, is rice. Although I make brown rice, the hubs will not eat brown rice. He has to have white rice. And the price of a pound of rice is up by 7%. But I think rice is something you can stretch, though. So if you have a big family, or even if you didn't have a big family, there are so many things you can make that have rice in it that taste super good. And that's a food that, what I call the stretch food. You know, like butter and margarine, that's not a stretch food. Milk, that's not a stretch food. Milk goes bad so quickly. You're a cereal eater, you're just a milk drinker or whatever. And the same thing, butter, margarine, that's, you know, butter and margarine. If you look a decade ago, it's 54% higher. All right, so you get it. I'm sort of on this weird food theme here, and it's probably because I just went shopping, and I know it's relatable to all of you. And some people will send me emails and say, hey, it's cheaper to go catch some grub outside of the house, and I'm busy anyway. But the problem with that is even the food cost there, even with fast food, is higher than it has been because of all the reasons I've said before, the supply chains and everything else in between, and just the cost being passed on to you, period, whether there's a reason, you know, whether there's a reason or not. All right, how about this one? This one's from Howard, and Howard is listening to us on KCAA in California, and he says, Kate, I listen to the show, and I listen to the show even more now because I am affected by the strike. I am a lighting expert, and I've had a really great career and the opportunity to work on a lot of sets in a lighting capacity, and we could talk amazing stories and people that I've met, but what's happening right now, and thank goodness my last kid just graduated from college, I was desperate to get them all educated, and I had three, we're in that situation where we're really feeling the pinch because of what's happened in the entertainment industry and the actors' strike and the writers' strike, and it doesn't look like that's going to wrap up anytime soon. The word that I hear in Los Angeles is that we're probably looking at the end of the year into next year and still nothing being solved, and so much of the reason is because of the ridiculousness of the one-sided, lopsided contracts, again, from everything that I hear from the union. And you have to work in, you have to be a part of a union that is affected by those other unions to be able to work in a lighting capacity. Thank goodness there are other things that I can do, and I've been able to pick up some piecemeal work here and there. But I don't think people realize how it's affected all the other people behind the scenes. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. You see whenever there's famous actors that are out in Hollywood and they're holding picket signs, they, of course, they're always photographed. And Fran Drescher, who a long time ago was the actress on The Nanny, she is the president of the Screen Actors Guild. So she's sort of, well, she is like that voice that talks about what happened and why they decided they had to strike, along with the writers who also have been on strike now for a while. And I am in, I'm in an association called the Alliance for Women in Media, and there's actors in there, and there's people in the news industry. And it's really interesting, some of the meetings that we've had and what's happened to people. And I was in one today where they were talking about, there was an actor that was in the meeting and had just come back from picketing in New York and said, you know, people that don't know see, why do these actors who make so much money, it's not those people that are affected, it's the other people. And one of the things that they wanted to do, the studios wanted to do, is they wanted to, character actors, whoever, they wanted to have everybody's likeness, and then with what's happened now with artificial intelligence, be able to use your likeness and not pay you anything. So they have a likeness of you, and they can use it wherever they want to in any situation, and you're not paid for that, which is just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, come on. And they didn't have the after SAG people. They had like a month. That's how long you're talking about having contract negotiations. So there wasn't a lot of time to come to any kind of agreement anyway, and they were so far apart. But I certainly think that had something to do with it. There was no time to come up with any numbers that were going to be suitable. And then you have so much streaming, and then the residuals from that. And look, actors, the unemployment rate in acting is off the charts. It's like the worst profession. You see the famous people and hear about their incredible salaries, but it's the other people, and it's the people that work behind the scenes who have to make a certain threshold, which is $27,000 to get, just even to get health insurance. If they don't meet that, they don't get health insurance. So there's more than meets the eye to what you might just be seeing and not realizing, like, oh, that's just what's happening over there. And it affects all of us. It absolutely does. So, you know, you had 160,000 television and movie actors, voice artists, and other entertainment professionals that have gone on strike. And it's the first time since 1960 that the actors and writers have both stopped work. You know, that they both have done it. So that's a big effect right there. And as was explained to me, there are like certain independent films that have waivers and certain things that are happening where people can work. All right, let's squeeze in another one. This one is from Chad. He is listening to us in Tucson, Arizona. He says, Kate, I always listen to you on 10:30 a.m. It's very hot in Tucson, no doubt about it, all over Arizona. And you're right, we're used to the heat, but this is something a little bit different. But just down the road in Phoenix, it's that much hotter. My brother lives there, and he says he He can barely move. He goes out, he walks his dog before the sun comes up, and that dog doesn't get walked the rest of the day. All right, once again, you can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, lashes. Do you even think about them? We're talking about it next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Set a drift on memory, bless you.
All right, Joe, we are thrilled to have Ash K home with us. We're going to talk about learning to love your lashes. I just had this discussion with a bunch of speaker friends because we're on big stages and your lashes don't show up. She's made up the faces of everyone from Ariana Grande to Kim Kardashian. She's absolutely a celebrity makeup artist, and she's spilling the scoop with us this time around on tips, tricks, and the must-haves to get the hottest looks, and this is the key thing, on a dime, people, on a dime. So, Ash, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about what some of the looks are that we're seeing right now that are very, very hot.
So we have been seeing pops of pink all summer long, and I have a feeling pink is, it's not going anywhere. It's definitely trending right now. Whether you're seeing a pop of color on the cheeks that's pink, on the lips, or a little bit on the eyes, you can do it any way that you feel. You don't have to wear pink all at once. It can literally just be a little pop of pink. It could be on your outfit even. And no matter how you're doing it, it's always important to elevate any look with a lash, a bold, glamorous lash that is. And mascara, just does that every time. So I have Falscara in front of me. This is my favorite way to lash. It's basically salon lash extensions, but the DIY way. So it saves you so much time and so much money. And, you know, I've been using this in my kit since it launched. And I work with a bunch of incredible women that have an image that they have to keep up with. And it's up to me to be able to do so. And I know that I can always lean on Falscara because it comes in so many different lengthening, you know, long, different styles that you can use. You can go, you know, super glam. You can go really bold. You can go really natural. You can customize them. You can stack them, layer them, build them up. And you can do them any way that you want, which is really incredible. And it's a 3-step process. So it makes it so fast. I'm wearing the cat eye shape right now, and you can do it in 3 minutes. So you apply the bond first. Then you take the wisp and you apply this underneath the lash. And then you take the seal and you lock it in place. And this is what's going to give you that all day wear. But if you want them to last up to 10 days to really give you that salon, you know, wear throughout the week, you apply the overnighter. So this is going to lock them in for 10 days. You can even do 3 coats of this they are not moving, promise. And it's just incredible that the price point that they're at. And, you know, there's so many different lengths and styles that Falscara has to offer. And the number one compliment that I always get from my clients is, wow, I don't feel these at all. And that took you minutes to do. So it's really incredible how you're just out the door. You don't feel them. They're weightless. And I always call them unclockable because when you look down, there's no band. No one can even tell that you have them on because you apply them underneath. And there's nothing more amazing about a lash that you can't feel and that isn't bothering you throughout the day. You also don't have to worry about the inner corners coming up. So when I send my clients off on a red carpet, I do not have to worry about the inner corner of the lash lifting up because you apply them underneath. So they're unclockable. And we have 4 different new lash styles from Falscara. We have the cat eye, we have the mocha, which is a brown. We also have the D curl and the L curl, which are 2 different curling lash styles. And then we also have the starter kit. So the starter kit is a great introduction into Falscara. It's at an amazing value. It's $19.99. You get everything that you need to get acquainted with Falscara. You can find the starter kit at CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Ulta. And my favorite is the special edition kit. This has everything that you need in it, and it's $24.99. It has the overnighter solution, and it also has the remover. You can find it at Walmart, Target, HEB, and Ulta.
Wow. I love that. I love the idea of the starter kit because you're right. When you step into it, we would love to have you in our pocket, but we can't because you're too busy with the celebrities. So a great way to do that.
Yes. Absolutely. This is my favorite. I always have this one on me in my kit because you have everything that you need and you can literally do this in under 5 minutes and you can be a beginner and you can be someone that's experienced. You know, these are honestly for everyone and they're for every eye shape.
Yeah, love it. All right. So I know that you're known for glowing skin and we certainly have seen that on many of the people that you work with. How do you get there? How do you achieve that?
So it really starts with an amazing skincare routine. So depending on what kind of skin and what kind of, you know, skin that you have, I tend to go in with a little bit of an oil, but just on the tops of the cheeks, this is going to give you a nice glow. Then you can take a lightweight moisturizer and you can just put a couple pea size amounts into your hand and really work this in. So that way when you go in with your foundation, you're going to get a glow in the right areas, but it's not going to weigh the skin down. And it's also extremely important just to hydrate because gorgeous glowing skin also comes from within.
Ah, I love that. Well, you're a delight. These were incredible tips. Absolutely. Keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It was interesting to talk to her because I was reading, you know, this is like when you think of presence, guys, and people really have that thing about lashes where your lashes sort of disappear. And you heard where she said you get them in not grocery stores, you get them in like CVS, you get them in Walgreens, and it really doesn't cost a lot. I think it's a thing that more people are doing because of the things that you have to do when you work for these companies, et cetera. You have to be on these Zoom calls, et cetera, and you don't want to have those eyes that it's like, wow, their eyes are kind of disappearing, right? And I thought she was pretty interesting, the fact that she started like from nothing and just started up this whole channel, YouTube, et cetera, and then got the attention of a lot of people for what she was doing. So good for her. I love those kinds of stories. All right, we move from what Ash is doing with lashes to this craziness with a U.S. soldier, Travis King. I talked about that yesterday. Now more has been released. This is the soldier that you heard about that walked into North Korea. There was a photograph of him blending in with a tour group at the demilitarized zone before he defected to North Korea. It's just this little tiny area, and there's tourists that are looking at it, and he just goes across. He, like, runs across, this 23-year-old. He's got just a plain old Navy shirt on and a black tour hat, and his back is to the camera. He looks out across the DMZ and among the group of tourists, and there were these uniformed soldiers standing by, like, you wouldn't, why would you do that? And there was a tourist from New Zealand. She was part of the group that he was in. It was a 43-person tour, and they were looking at the infamous border crossing, which you can do. And all of a sudden, you know, they're on a bus. They get on this bus in Seoul, and he was by himself, and they were touring throughout the day. And then they get to, apparently he got a hat at a gift shop that was right there at the DMZ. And then you get to this joint security area. So tourists are allowed to step on North Korean soil. Did you know that? Inside a building that is held jointly with South Korea. And you have to submit your passports and secure permits ahead of time in order to be able to do it. They let you do it. So he was with the group, and then all of a sudden he took off. And soldiers are shouting out, get that guy, get that guy. But before they could respond, he's already crossed the border. He just ran right into North Korea. So just like it was described. And this is two months after being in a South Korean prison on assault charges. And look, what do we think happened here? His family, who's incredibly upset and want him back, said he started to have a mental breakdown following the death of a six-year-old cousin when he was stationed in South Korea. So they believe that was the thing that was really messing with his mind, and he was in the army and he was overseas and he's a kid and whatever. But taking off and sprinting between the two buildings across the border, what are the odds that North Korea is going to just say, here you go? No. The odds are not good whatsoever. And the White House is being asked about it. What are they doing? What can we do? Nothing can be done right now. I mean, yes, there are perhaps the try for conversations, but he willingly ran across the border. And think of the relationship, which is none, with North Korea, and what would be in it for them to just hand him over, even if he was struggling. It would be great, but in actuality, probably that is not happening anytime soon. And I want to leave you with this because we have this weird food theme kind of going through this first hour of the show. I just read about a jury awarding a family, ready for this? $800,000 in chicken McNuggets. It was a burn case. And this happened in Florida, Broward County jury. It was a civil suit against McDonald's and a franchise. It was a toddler that was actually burned because the nuggets were too hot. And they won. So that was for pain, suffering, disfigurement, mental anguish, inconvenience, and ready for this, the loss of capacity for enjoyment of life. Good for that family. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy, my friends. This is the way.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.